Welcome to the AquariumMax audio show with Russ and Kelly. We provide information on all kinds of aquarium-related topics.
This is a special bonus episode, 75B, recorded August 19th, 2011.
Yeah, same here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. We really enjoyed seeing the sneak peek of the premiere episode last night.
Cool. We're glad you guys enjoyed it.
It was very fun.
It was. We'd like to ask you a couple of things, just kind of dive right in, so to speak. No pun intended.
Cool.
Without stealing the show's thunder, so to speak, even though there's kind of a lot of thunder there, so it'd be hard to do, what can you tell us about Tanked?
Tanked is it's a different reality show, based upon our family. It's not your typical show. It's got a lot of humor. It's more of a comedy. There's some amazing builds. I mean, we try to build things that are going to be completely unique. Themed aquariums is what the show is really based upon, about taking something, ordinary and turning it into something extraordinary.
Right, and we noticed that as we watched the episode. It was really fun to see how everything took shape. And you've built aquariums in all shapes and sizes, I gather. Could you describe one of the uniquely shaped aquariums you've built, just to give us an idea?
We've done a jelly donut for a Seattle aquarium that's 12 feet tall. Actually, a man and a child can actually walk through it.
Wow.
Definitely pretty cool. I think Krispy Kreme donated a lot of money to the aquarium. So what they wanted to pay back was an aquarium similar to a donut.
That's great.
It's a tasty tank.
Unique. It was funny because it was filled with jellyfish, so it has the jelly donut.
That's awesome.
It is. I love that. That's one thing I've noticed about your themes. You really get into them and make sure that it's consistent from everything from the shape of the tank down to the inhabitants and the decor.
Yeah, we wear A to Z. We do everything from A to Z. We consider ourselves like one-stop shop. We build the aquarium. We provide the livestock. We provide the interior. We provide the exterior, whether it be, woodwork, metalwork, fiberglass, anything on the exterior, stonework. I mean, we have the ability to basically, do anything in the construction field. And the other thing that's great is that when we actually go to other cities around the country, we're affiliated with a lot of different people, so we're able to provide you guys with maintenance if it's necessary.
No, so it's the full package.
Correct.
That's wonderful. So we've been told that your customers have included zoos, casinos, churches, all kinds of things. What would you say was one of the most unique locations that you got to build a tank in?
This is Wade. A gentleman called us from California, and he was up in the mountains, and he came to California, and then there was a little sign that said General Aviation. So we go over to General Aviation, and there's two guys sitting inside the area, and I walked in. I looked like this young kid, and they were kind of blowing me off and being a little rude, and they were all excited because a brand new Bell helicopter was landing. It was something like $7 or $8 million or so. So the helicopter lands, and the guy runs out and says, "Mr. King." So I get in this helicopter, and these kids that were working in there, they were just like in shock. It was for me. And then we flew up to the mountains. We landed in one of the they had a heliport that was on hydraulics that actually the helicopter slid into, and they had all the gas trucks up there to fill this thing up. And we had to get on quads to drive up to the house.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. When we get to the house, we had to make a custom tank that fitted into the wall. And it was really way up in the mountains, so it was a whole project. They had to get a crane broken down in pieces to lift it up, to move it in. So they had to cut trees out of the road to get the crane up there. The gentleman was so wealthy that he just wanted to have this tank built into his wall.
Wow.
That's incredible. Now, with so many unique aquariums, I'm sure that you have stocked some of these aquariums with some serious tank busters. Could you share a couple of the unusual inhabitants that you've stocked some of these tanks with?
Unusual, I mean, I wouldn't so much say unusual, but, you know, one of the big things that we get a lot of requests for are shark tanks. Everybody wants to have that feeling of Jaws in their house. So, you know, there's a lot of different species that are, you know, start off small that grow over time, you know, smooth-out sharks, leopard sharks, you know, Port Jackson, you know, horn sharks. And these are, like, some of the more popular ones in the industry, epaulette shark. And we get a lot of requests for to do shark tanks. You know, a lot of times we do a lot of complete setups, but the other part of our business is we build aquariums for hobbyists as well. So a lot of the times we're just sending out, you know, plain blank aquariums, and they're being used from everything from planted freshwater tanks to, you know, live reef aquariums to, you know, fish-only aquariums. It's really based upon the hobbyist and what they enjoy.
Do you have a minimum limit on the size of an acrylic tank that you'll build?
No, we like to cater to everybody. That's the one thing about our company. I mean, if you want a goldfish bowl, we'll build you a goldfish bowl. If you want, you know, a dolphin in habitat, we'll build you a dolphin habitat.
Wow.
I mean, really, it just goes... Wade and I, when we took this business on, we didn't want to leave anybody out. We wanted to make sure that, you know, we were able to cater to everybody.
Right.
Yeah, well, on the episode... When they're filming inside your plant, your manufacturing facilities, it looked really extensive, like you really could do anything.
Right.
Yeah, what a lot of people don't realize is that when they want an aquarium, they don't realize, you know, you have to build a stand that's structurally sound to hold it. You got to do the life support. You got to do the lighting, the decorations inside. So we have, like, little areas, like a little assembly line. We actually have to put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't.
And the thing that's good is that, and like I said, once again, it enables the client to go directly to us and only to us, as opposed to piecemealing everything together. It's just difficult when you're building something, having to buy the stand here, buy the lights here, buy this there, and you know you're basically it's kind of a nightmare sometimes. So we provide everything from A to Z.
Right.
That's great.
It's one-stop aquarium shopping, so
yes.
To speak. Yeah. Would you mind sharing with us, maybe one of you can tell us what the best thing about being in the aquarium manufacturing business is, and the other could tell us the worst thing about it?
There's always pros and cons. When you're in manufacturing, you have a lot of friends, and all our employees are like family. It's tough working sometimes because you rely on a lot of people to be there and to work together hand in hand, and everybody has issues. We don't have employees that are like we... really fired or anything like that. It's like if he's having a bad day, everybody knows it, and we do whatever we can to move on. Any major problems is really like deadlines. We try to get things done, and when you're dealing with general contractors, get things done in time, you run into issues because either it's their electricians. Last week we had a big problem, which was we loaded a truck up, we're heading out to California with all the equipment, and the guys were on the road for an hour, and then they called and says the permits weren't pulled, they had an issue. So our guys had to turn around, we had to cancel the hotel, and all the guys, you know, told their families they were leaving. That's kind of a big issue.
Yeah.
Best things, go ahead, Brett. I think, you know, one of the great things about manufacturing your own product is that you have control over it. You're not buying something that's already pre-made. We actually fabricate everything ourselves, and we're hands-on, so we're able to go out to the factory and actually be there to watch it being built, as opposed to sending it out to a subcontractor, having it come back to you, having it not be right. You're able to really, you know, get more control over what you do, and that's great for the pro side. And on the negative side, you know, our motto is the client's always right. So if we're the actual manufacturer and we're actually making it, and if there's an issue, we have to take care of it, as opposed to sending it back to the subcontractor, where the subcontractor would be responsible, or ultimately, you know, we become responsible.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Thank you for sharing that. We'd also like to ask you how you really got into this business. I know that a lot of our listeners would consider your job a dream job. I would too. So how did you get into that?
When I was a little kid, my father had a bunch of aquariums in our basement. And we had lizards and turtles and gerbils, and we had cats and dogs. And from growing up with it, it was, you know, my passion with animals. And when I was a kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian. My parents got divorced, my mother remarried, and the gentleman she remarried actually was one of the first service guys in New York City that did commercial servicing. And I used to go out with him and set him up, and son-in-law and my wife. We got married, and within 5 years, we were number one in the world in custom shapes, and it blew up from there.
Wow. So a combination of background and coming to the right place and at the right time, sounds like,
right.
And a lot of hard work. Okay. Well, we'd like to ask you each what the other brings to the business in terms of their personality and how that complements the business, maybe how it complicates the business.
Well, you know, I always describe Wade and myself kind of like Felix and Oscar. You know, Wade's Felix, I'm Oscar. I'm like the messy sports guy, but I'm a great mouthpiece, and, you know, I'm a really good salesman and great creativity. And Wade's, I'm not really a great, like, building things. Like, you know, I'm lucky I know what a screwdriver is. But Wade, you know, he's a real good builder. He's into cars. He's always been a mechanic, you know, hands-on kind of guy, and has spent many years, you know, building over time. He cut diamonds for many years, did tiling for many years. Where myself, I was more of a salesman, sales rep for most of my life, and I always had the creativity, you know, the mind to create. And when we came together, you know, we each knew what part that we had of the business. You know, I do sales, marketing, creativity. Wade does manufacturing and handles all the office. So, in one hand, it works out great because we both, you know, are pretty much half and half. You know, like, I have one half, he has the other half. But the good thing is, too, is, you know, over the years, we both learned from each other. And at the end of the day, you know, we're here 14 years later, and that's why we're the best at what we do.
So, sounds like it's a very complimentary sort of thing. You you pick up where the other one leaves off, sort of.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you see on the show, I mean, if obviously you guys watch the show, you see the dynamic between me and Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Great thing about our show is that's who we are. You know, there's no acting, there's no lines, there's no scripts. You know, what you see is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty adamant about that because that's what sold the show in the first place, and we didn't want somebody to just come in and, you know, change who we are.
Right. Right, you keep that element of reality in it.
And I got to say, when we were watching it, it was really neat to watch you when you would have these ideas and they just pop out of your mouth and Wade would be going, wait, what are you saying? You know? But then they would really come together and just be fabulous in the end.
Right.
Yeah, I have a habit sometimes of running my mouth. Mom used to say that too.
Well, as you say, improv... You let the first thing, your first idea needs to come, and you need to let it out. And a lot of times it's the best idea.
Yeah, it's true. You know, that's not my dad's fault. He used to tell me when you do a multiple choice test, take the first thing that comes to your mind. So I think when I was a kid, I kind of ran with it.
It's a good way to approach life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd like to ask one more thing. Once you've sold an aquarium and the customer has everything and they're happy with it, what are things they come back and say to you or ask you about the setup or anything like that?
You know, I think it's more so, it depends on the customer. You know, if you have a hobbyist that's really into aquariums, one of the things is that's a big customer ask because we deal with acrylic. You know, how easy does it scratch? What should we use to clean the aquarium? If it does scratch, you know, how do we get the scratches out? That's a big question for a hobbyist. Now, if it's just somebody that is not a hobbyist, just wants to have an aquarium in their house, they want to know what the warranty is. They want to know, you know, how many years it's going to last, who they should use to clean it, you know, how often do they feed the fish. You know, if they're not knowledgeable on fish, they have like a bunch of hobbyist questions. So, you know, there's kind of two sets of people that we deal with. One, which is the hobbyist, who doesn't really have to ask a lot of questions. And then you have the novice, which asks a ton of questions, you know, in regards to the fish and the cleaning and the filtration. And, you know, just your basic overall, you know, how the system operates.
Right. Now, do you get more requests from or more clients that are hobbyists or more that are just novices who are just getting into it?
I'd probably say it's 50-50.
Okay.
No, it's definitely, you know, we sell to a lot of retail stores. We sell to a lot of maintenance guys. We sell to a lot of, you know, direct individuals.
Okay.
Well, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you, and we hope everyone checks out the premiere tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Animal Planet of Tanked. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, and we hope it's been the same for you.
Yeah, it's been a great pleasure. We appreciate you guys taking the time, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Aquarimax Audio Show. For additional episodes, please visit aquarimax.com. For comments and or questions that may be featured on an upcoming podcast, leave a message at 801-477-0629 or email us at info@aquarimax.com.